What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your boy Rod the Magnificent, and I'm back for a mini episode of the Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, and stuff that you might or might not care about. In today's episode, I'm about to go in, and I'm gonna go in a little bit more on our episode within that we're gonna be recording in a few days. Also, I just want to put this out there. Big shout out to Vibes and Stuff for their 5-year anniversary. Magnificent Vibes Podcast also is going to be celebrating our 5-year anniversary as well in our next episode. So we look forward to putting together something special for you guys for that episode. But other than that, I want to get to this Western Conference Finals matchup between the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Lakers, or Fakers, as my buddy Ian would like to call them. And so I just wanted to get on here. I'm not going to ramble about the series. I actually picked the Denver Nuggets to win this series. I didn't predict sweep. I'm not going to sit here and say that. I probably was going to pick Denver in six. I know I've been disrespecting the Lakers all playoff long, telling all the listeners that they were going to lose in five against Memphis and they were going to lose in five against the Warriors. But that was because I was all emotional and everything, and I just hate the Lakers so much that I wanted to see that. But in reality, I knew it was going to be longer series than five. But in this case, I had the Lakers losing to Denver in six games. But by them losing in a sweep, this puts to bed all of this nonsense that's been going around, all this narrative that's been going around about the Lakers possibly pulling off a miracle after starting off 2-10 and winning a championship, and LeBron being officially crowned the undisputed GOAT, okay? Now, before I get into all of this stuff about GOAT talk and everything, I just want to take this time to give props to the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets, I said it on my podcast, I've been defending them throughout these playoffs, and I've been saying it in the barbershops too, that the Denver Nuggets came into these playoffs as the most disrespected number one seed that I've ever seen, period. When the Lakers made all of these moves during the trade deadline, everybody just discounted the Kings, the Denver Nuggets, the Memphis Grizzlies, and was just like, oh, the Lakers and Phoenix and Dallas, they're going to be the teams to come up and knock those top teams off. And then it's going to be the dream NBA Finals and Western Conference Finals. We're going to finally get LeBron versus KD in the Western Conference Finals. No one was giving Denver any type of credit, even in the playoffs. Even when the Lakers were bullying the Memphis Grizzlies and basically being worshipped by the Golden State Warriors, that's what they were being. They were being worshipped by everybody except Steph Curry, who was the only dude that showed up to play in that series. Draymond Green, who is a clutch sports apologist, LeBron James apologist, who put forth all of that effort against the Kings to knock the Kings off in the first round, and then goes to the next round and basically worships LeBron James and basically throwing passes to the Lakers throughout the whole entire series. And then I remember being in the barbershops and people were laughing at me, saying that AD was going to shut down Jokic. AD was going to shut down Jokic. And what happened? Jokic not only wins most valuable player in the series, he also breaks Wilt Chamberlain's triple-doubles record in the process. Now, AD played well. AD played good defense. I thought he was the best player on the Lakers throughout these playoffs. I felt like LeBron was coasting throughout the first two rounds, and then he would come in and and StatPad his way to getting the credit with every win. And then you have this game right here, game four. Before game four, the narrative was LeBron's got a broken foot. Here come the LeBron excuses, right? Here come the LeBron excuses. Well, he put those to bed right away in LeBron fashion in the first half of game four when he put up 30 points in the first half and went away from what worked for the Lakers to get to this point. And I said, this Lakers team goes as far as AD goes. And the problem that I have, and this is the problem I've been having with LeBron all this season, is the fact that he wants to continue to carry this narrative of the GOAT conversation, but lacks the humility that D-Wade showed him when they got drubbed by the Dallas Mavericks because they had it confused. They had it confused that first year. Oh, you know, whose team is it? Oh, and what happened in 2012? D-Wade said, you know what, LeBron, this is your team. You're the younger player. Well, not technically young. They both around the same age. It's just D-Wade had more battle-tested play. He's got a battle-tested playoff build and won a championship at this point. So he had the experience over LeBron, okay, at this point, because LeBron never won a title at that point. So he said, you know what? I'm going to give you the keys to the car, LeBron. You be the leader. And they won their first championship, and Ray Allen won them the second championship, right? What should have LeBron done in this case with the Lakers? In game four, what does he do? You know what, AD? You've been the best player in the series, but no, nah, man, it's about me. It's about me. So what does he do? He goes on a scoring barrage while the Denver Nuggets just, they're only down by six. They're only down by eight. They're only down by 10. I never not once watched that first half and felt that Denver was going to lose that game the way LeBron was playing, because I was like, he's going to get tired. He's going to get tired. They're going away from what worked for them to get to this point. And took AD out of the equation. Now in the fourth quarter, y'all want AD to wake up, right? When LeBron basically ball hogged his way through the first half. Now y'all want AD to wake up and put on a miracle against Jokic. Get out of here, LeBron fans. Get out of here, Lakers fans. Get off my timeline. You guys got swept. You guys got swept. And no longer should I hear any of you LeFakers come on my doorstep talking about some LeBron is the GOAT, because he has not been the GOAT ever. Ever. He has not been the GOAT ever. And that's no disrespect to his career. He's in my top five NBA players of all time. He's in my top five. And he's number five. My top five is Mike, Kareem, Tim Duncan, and Magic. And then LeBron. That's my top five, y'all. That's my top five, and I'm sticking to it. All right? I'm sticking to it. Okay? So, and I barely got him at number five. I got Kobe at six, but he's barely inching Kobe at this point. Kobe has more wins against 50-win teams in the playoffs than LeBron has. Keep that in mind. Also, Kobe destroyed a Magic team that LeBron couldn't beat in 09. He beat a Boston team that LeBron, a number four seeded Boston team at that, that LeBron couldn't beat in 2010. Remember that, fellas. Remember that, fellas, when you're talking about, don't just easily say LeBron is better than Kobe at this point now. Because Kobe did things post Shaq that got something to say towards LeBron's little chips he won. So I ain't gonna get into that rabbit hole. I just wanted to get on here and say all of that. I gotta get out of here. LeBron, LeBron fans, get off my lawn. Get off my lawn. I'm done with you guys. Conversation over. I will not be entertaining this conversation from this day forward. With that being said, I'm out of here. Rod the Magnificent. Check us out. New episode coming soon. All that good stuff. Again, congratulations, vibes and stuff. Salute. I'm out.